Hello, everybody. Welcome to the very first episode of Live the Adventure Radio. And your host this morning, the executive producer of all of our heirloom audio production dramas, Bill Hyde. Bill, how are you this morning?
Aaron, I could not be better. Aaron Fullen, what would you say your position is, by the way?
Well, assistant producer? It's always changing, which is a good thing. Right now, I consider myself an associate producer. That's my little...
Yeah, but you do almost everything. You pack orders.
This morning,
you even made some coffee because there was no one in the cafe.
Yes.
You're kind of a utility infielder, as we were describing earlier. Yep. Well, today, some exciting stuff we're going to talk about. And I think one of the most exciting things, we are going to give a trip away to Scotland worth $10,000, and it's a trip for two. What would you say this kind of trip is, Aaron? It's a trip of a lifetime in some
ways.
Or
yeah,
you've been there. You and I have both been there, and we were talking about how amazing and what an adventure. Talking about live the adventure. What an adventure Scotland is.
Yes. Yep. When I went there, I mean, we both talked about this. We were walking around. We were lost, as a matter of fact, and we were still wanting to move there. Because we were
walking in the rain, like Elvis walking in some type of Kentucky rain. We were walking in an Edinburgh rain, and a cold one too, just like that song.
Yes,
and actually found our way. But we actually loved that place, and that's etched in my mind. The hills of that country and the green. Just we were talking about it raining here this morning and looking like Scotland. And we've got two of my favorite people with us today. We've got Colin Gunn. Colin, welcome.
Oh, great to be on the show. Thanks, Bill.
And Bill Potter. Bill, are you there?
Hi, Bill.
Greetings, guys.
Greetings.
Well, we're going to go to Scotland, and we're going to have a tour. And I say, Bill, why don't you go first, and we'll save Colin for a little bit. Why don't you go first and talk a little bit about, we'll talk at the end about just how people can win. But you can also go to the website. What's the website again, Colin?
Oh, you want to go to landmarkevents.org, and that's where you're going to find out about the tour. And there's a banner right there on the front page with a big Scotland flag on it, and that's where you want to go. So landmarkevents.org.
There's still a few seats, I think, available, but this will sell out. So there's two things here. There's check out the trip, because the trip is something that you want to go and do. This is something that we've seen. I'm going, Bill's going, Colin will be there. This is a very unusual trip because it's kind of a behind the scenes. It's a trip that you probably won't get anywhere else. And Bill, why don't you tell us a little bit? We're talking about off-the-grid freedom and off-the-grid ideas and reasons why history that hasn't been taught in the schools for a long, long time. Why do you love Scotland? Why is this trip that's coming up a big deal for you?
Well, Bill, I've been to Scotland a number of times, and every time it's fantastic. The same experience that you've had, and the fact that I have ancestors from Scotland add to it even more. But it is the birthplace of so many important things that relate even to our own country. You know, for instance, when we talk about Scotland, we're going to be talking a lot about William Wallace and Robert the Bruce, and just the whole idea of liberty and independence and not being beholden to foreign powers. And we're going to go to the very sites where great events took place, things that changed history. We're going to talk about courage and heroism and war and battle. And we're going to do it in the places where these things happened, especially castles. You know, I've counted so far about 11 castles that we have on the trip, and every one of them underwent siege and fighting, and just are important to the whole context. So there's so much to see there, and it goes back a long, long way.
And as you said, so much of this country. I think one of the things that our audience likes is stories about the founders. We all love that colonial period and that period where the Constitution was written and so forth, and where we actually experienced liberty. But go back a little bit and tell me, this is not something that just sprung full blown. We have our liberties, and those liberties are very, very much connected to what happened in Scotland, and so many Scots came here. Do you want to just talk a little bit about, the connective tissue between Scotland, and we could go on all day, but kind of maybe just in a nutshell between Scotland and then what happened during the colonial period and why what that meant for our independence.
I think that, you know, to talk about Scotland and Scottish heritage, you're really talking about the coming of Christianity to Scotland and the importance of Iona and the missionaries that brought the gospel and sort of developed a history and a precursor to, might say, political liberty in different ways. And then it comes up also through the period of Scottish history of the Covenanters, of the men who refused to recognize the king as the head of the church, and related things. But of course, the Scots came to America in great, great numbers between 1703 and the time of the American War for Independence. And they brought with them things like Samuel Rutherford's book, Lex Rex, that the law is king. The king isn't law. That's represented even in one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, Witherspoon. John Witherspoon, one of the signers of the Declaration, was a Presbyterian minister from Scotland, and he was the president of Princeton University or Princeton College. And, you know, John Witherspoon has great connections back to the Covenanters and to Samuel Rutherford, and the idea that the monarch is not the origin of law, but rather the scriptures are the origin of law. And even beyond that, back to Robert the Bruce and William Wallace, the desire of Christian men for liberty and freedom. Well, all of that tradition came with virtually every Scotsman that came to America. And, you know, in the 18th century, they landed and they brought with them those traditions. But even something like George Washington's army, it's estimated that some three-quarters of his officers were either Scots or Scots-Irish. And in England, they called the American Rebellion the Presbyterian Revolt, because the Scots and the Scots-Irish were so commonplace in the American army, but were behind a lot of the seeking of redress and constitutional liberty. So
I've even heard people say John Knox, in some ways, is really kind of one of the founding fathers of our country. And so I've been at the church where he preached as well there. But
yes, we'll be going there, St. Giles.
And I think this idea, we'll talk to Colin a little bit, but I think this idea of having something by which you can judge something else, like if you've got a plumb line, if the church or the state, the king, whatever, has ultimacy, right? I mean, if there is nothing higher, then you've got no complaint, you've got no appeal. And yet all of these guys had these banners and placards they were carrying all the time because their appeal was transcendent, right? It was above what the king was, as you're saying, Bill. So I think there's tools that we need to communicate today. How are you going to judge something? If you watch TV, guys, you see this endless battle. If you look, what does Scotland have to do with Baltimore? You know what? The answer is a lot. You see lawlessness on a lot of different sides, and everyone just scratches their head and picks a side. No one's talking about God's law. No one's talking about how would we judge that situation? How do we judge anything? Yet these Scotsmen kind of felt this with the rise of Christianity, right? These Scotsmen kind of got this, that there is something higher than the king, and therefore you can judge the king if he's not keeping covenant with you. Is that kind of baking that into that?
I like that summary. That's good. And you can see it on their banners. Even back the early and middle ages, you see it on the banners, the flags that they carried in the battle, and with the Covenanters for Christ, Crown, and Covenant.
Yes.
You know, they knew where their law and where their authority and where their constitutionalism, if you will, came from. And certainly it was not recognized by the English monarchs, and resulted in more wars and persecution, a lot of persecution in Scotland. And we'll be dealing with that. We'll be going to the places, the cemeteries where these valiant people are buried that refuse to go along with, you know, the king is the source of law. They refused, and they paid for it.
They paid dearly, yeah. Yeah, Colin Gunn, you've accomplished a lot of things with your films, and so you're also going to be on the tour with myself and Bill. Again, welcome to the show. It's good to talk to you. Tell us a little bit about your love of Scotland. It's a little bit different than mine and Bill's. Your love runs a little bit deeper, doesn't it?
Well, I chose not to live there. So.
Well, I guess, yeah, that's the other side of it. Yeah.
We'll
just wave to you as we're crossing the ocean.
I do love Scotland. I do miss it in a lot of ways, and I get the best of both worlds of living in one of the greatest countries in the world, America, to go visit my homeland. And not just that, I visit my family and I visit my church friends when I go back. So it's a big deal. But the biggest deal for me is to return to Scotland, my homeland, with some amazing Americans who are there for the right reasons. You know, a lot of people, they go to Scotland and they want to play golf, nothing wrong with that, and they want to go on the average secular tour. And the problem is the average secular tour gets it all wrong, and they prioritize all of the wrong things. And so, and actually they cover up some of the stuff that we're going to be covering on our tour. You know, and our tour is definitely a deeper tour. And when we go and we look at all of these places across Scotland, there's a lot of discussion, a lot of planning that's all been done so far, you know, months ago, but a lot of thought has been put into where do we actually go. And we're going to be visiting places that nobody goes to, and the places that when I was in Scotland, I didn't even know about. For example, in my hometown that I was brought up in Hamilton, Scotland, which is near Glasgow, there's a Celtic cross that dates from the year 1050. Right next to that cross is a Covenanter's grave, which has the image of four heads of four men who were decapitated for their faith. Now, I lived in Hamilton for 25 years from birth till I left, and I didn't know anything about these amazing pieces of history that are sitting there in my hometown. These are things that no one else goes to visit. These are things that are on the Landmark Events tour, and that is what you're going to get when you come on this tour. You're getting a contrarian view of history, but you're getting the real story and the Christian story and its connection to liberty. That's what you're going to walk away with. You're also going to be fellowshipping with other like-minded people, so that's the other aspect of this. When you go on the secular tours, you're going to be hearing about ghost stories and murders and horrific stories, and if you want that, go there, but this is not what we do. We take you to the real heart of Scotland and the real structure of Scotland philosophically, and that is the Christian faith that has been there from early on with the Pictic converts to the Celtic Church all the way up through the Reformation. And it's an amazing story, and Bill Potter is the person that's going to tell you that. I'll be telling you my parts as well. We're not just looking at, you know, the history, we're looking at the architecture, we're looking at the beauty of the country and the life of the country. There's so much to get from this tour. I think it's going to be well worth it for anyone that attends.
There's a lot to get from it, and I think here's what you were saying, Colin, that I think I can really resonate with. You know, we went there and we was walking across Stirling Bridge and discussing this with our tour guide. Now, the tour guide that we had was a fabulous fellow and loved Scotland. But the things that we talked about, it's interesting. This was right before the election, right, last year, because they were going to decide whether or not it was a good thing to kind of break away from Great Britain. And he was full of something in vinegar about breaking off, but the roots, both of you guys, maybe you can comment again, let's touch on this, because the roots, the reasons why he wanted to break off, the reasons why Scotland was what it was, and they look at Wallace and the people that will tell you about Wallace over there, that they'll tell you about what happened in that sense, as if you could disconnect this covenanting, this faith, all of these things from the events, and you can't disconnect these things. You guys both, Bill, do you want to comment first on that? I mean, this, there's no dis, you can't disconnect this stuff, yet if you take a tour, that's what you get.
Well, one of the problems with modern Scotland is they have lost their faith. There just aren't that many people that still hold any kind of allegiance to the historic Christian faith and to their own historic past. That has fallen by the wayside, and the result has been a culture that reflects that. And Colin can probably speak more to the problems and the depravities of general Scottish culture. But one of the results is that it does divorce them from their past. And, I mean, that's a modern trend in every Western nation. Certainly our own nation has done the same thing. But in Scotland, they have this rich heritage that is just not that long ago, really. But in the 21st century, it has been abandoned. And when that happens, you know, contemporary life and contemporary politics and how they view the world, their worldview, it's become disconnected. So when they talk about their past, there's a whole, really the foundation of their past, it has to be denied by them, or it's forgotten, you know, or for whatever the reason is. They no longer know what it is. I mean, I talked to a graduate of Edinburgh, or a graduate of St. Andrews, on the day after graduation. And when they go through the graduation line, they get whacked with the pant leg of John Knox. And it's just a tradition at St. Andrews. And I asked the graduate, do you know who John Knox was? And he said, no, not really. He says, I assume he's a graduate of St. Andrews, and they hit us with his pant leg. They hit us with his pant leg, and they tell us that we too can be successful as graduates of this college. But who is John Knox? No idea. Just a famous graduate.
You could be successful like Knox and be buried under a parking lot or something, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I didn't even know who he was. And, I mean, if any single individual ever won a nation for Christ, it was John Knox. I mean, the entire nation was affected by him. And he totally changed Scottish history in a totally wholly new direction, which, in the Reformation times and then the Second Reformation all looked back to Knox and his work. And here we have graduates of St. Andrews that don't know who he is. Perhaps the most important person that ever lived in Scotland, and they don't know who he is. So you don't know who Scotland, you don't know who John Knox is, then you certainly don't know about the Reformation. If you don't know about the Reformation, you don't know about the impact of the Christian faith on Scotland.
Colin, your ideas about just what's happened, I mean, you must have watched a little bit of this, but this is a spiritual war, guys. We all know this, and it's being fought here, it's being fought there. They're a little further down the line, so as Bill says, if you're discussing Scottish history with the average guy in the street, and I did a lot of that, there was nothing connected to faith and the belief system of these people that actually had the courage to fight for the freedom. Colin, you grew up in a lot of that. Do you want to speak to that a little bit?
I mean, I love Scotland, and there are distinct people still. You know, I get excited about all that's happening over there, and I think it's an opportunity for the taking to talk to these Scottish people. And this is what I love about the fact that we're going to be taking over a big bunch of liberty-oriented Christian people from America over to Scotland. That's one of the most exciting things to me, is that these people are going to be teaching the Scottish people very commonly, and certainly that's what Bill Potter has been doing for years on these tours, is he's talking to, I've seen it, the face of the tour guide who's there along for the trip, intently looking at this information that Bill is teaching him, or listening carefully to this information that Bill is teaching, because they haven't heard it before, because there has been somewhat of a whitewash of the religious history of Scotland. So there's more to this tour, just going over to Scotland. We're not just tourists in a sense. I think people on that tour are evangelists. We're there for a bigger purpose. We're there to learn and be encouraged. You know, if you bring your kids along, what an opportunity for them to be in the location and the place for all of this, experiencing history, hearing it from scholars, but being able to apply it in context. That's the beauty of this tour. It's going to be fantastic, I think.
Well, just the way you were saying that, I got excited about it because there is an entertainment value to this. It is just beautiful to behold. There is this cultural idea. It's wonderful talking to Scottish people and going into a pub and eating food and all the things that we've done. But what you're saying, this business of a belief that as its practical outcome is a fire in the belly. That's what they had. That's what, you know, Cromwell had. That's why his army was feared. That's what Wallace had, and that's what the Bruce had towards, you know, the end where he found that. So guys, it's never too late, is it? It's God's spirit and God's will and our obedience. And I think as we talk about this trip, I get excited about just thinking about the men that have gone before us and the appreciation that I have for them. Bill, take a couple minutes as we sum up, and just if you want to say a couple things in general about the tour. Remember, we're giving a tour, a trip away, as well as you can go to the site and just check it out and purchase the tour. We'll talk in a second. Aaron's going to give you the details about how to actually win a trip. I think it's so important. Why? Here's the thing, guys, and as you sum up, think about this. Why would I take $10,000, which is a lot of money, and give away a trip? I really want someone to see this. I really want someone to have this just imbibed in their soul and have them walk in the same places that these heroes walked. Bill, do you want to sum up?
Yeah, a couple things that I do want to say. One is, you know, Scottish historians know about the Covenanters. They know about their Christian history, but they hate it. They disavow it because these believers back in the Covenanting days and other times in Scottish history, they wouldn't compromise on their faith. And they realized that their faith determined what their culture was going to be like. And because they knew that they were right, because they were biblical Christians, that meant that those who disagreed were wrong, and those who wanted to lead the nation in a different direction were doing the wrong thing. Well, today, that's considered judgmentalism. You know, that's being bigoted. That's the way it is in this country. You know, when we take a stand for something, we say there is an eternal truth. There are eternal moral values. The Bible is infallible, divinely inspired, and there's no salvation outside of Christ. You say those things, you are a bigot and you're judgmental. And you know, if you go even further and start talking about biblical ethics, then you're really going to get it. Well, it's the same thing in Scotland. You know, they understand their past, and they don't. There are just aspects that they abhor, and especially the Covenanters, because they were bigoted and judgmental. So, you know, you're counteracting something that's been taught, but it's been taught in the wrong way. It's been looked at from the wrong perspective. And that's one of the advantages of going on the trip, because we're going to see ourselves in it. You know, when we talk about these things historically in Scotland, we're going to see America too. You know, we're going to see the same kinds of things that we ourselves face, and the same denials and the same you know, reinterpretation of things to fit the whatever the prevailing politically correct consensus is, and so it's beneficial to us in knowing our own times and being able to stand in days of persecution and disagreement and judgment sometimes from God. So the tour is more than just the history of Scotland. It's more than just glorying in the providential nature of history. That is, that God has been working throughout history. He still is, and it's still relevant, and it's important to us. And we see that throughout the trip. And we take a providential perspective. We see history as the hand of God in the past directing things to happen in the way that he has ordained for his glory. And that's the way we look at it, and that's the way we approach it. And we see so much in Scotland. There's so much of God's providence that we're going to be able to see and to talk about and to understand why it's important for us.
Well, thank you, Bill. Well said. And Colin, how important is it to teach our kids to take a stand here as we kind of close up a little bit? You can kind of put this into perspective, what you've seen in your life, how God has transformed your life, and what you're doing with your films, and just the ability to have the kind of faith that says, I won't cross that line. I mean, just think about today where we live, as Bill was saying. We live in a world where it's almost total relativistic. And there is, people say goofy things like, that's true for you, which is one of the craziest phrases ever. I mean, it defies logic, but it's just common parlance today. How important is it that we teach our kids to take a stand?
Oh, well, I mean, it's so important for us to go to a place where you're getting history about the very clear application of God's word to the world and society, to parliaments and courts and to people's lives in general. That's what you see in Scotland, and that's what we need here. The word of God is seen as irrelevant to most spheres other than just a encouraging little sermon on the Sunday at church. And of course, that was not what it was about in Scotland. The word of God was there to revive, and did revive, the entire nation, and guided the entire nation too. And that's what we need here. It's the restoration. And the work, the amazing part of all of this is a large part of the work has been done in terms of the information. It's just the application. And when we start to dig into Scottish history and we start to look at the books that have already been written and the ideas that have already been formed and have already influenced our own country, a lot of the work has been done. So that's the beauty of history, is we don't start afresh. We go back and we look at what our forefathers, our Christian forefathers, have done for us, and we start to look at what we can do in the future. So to give your kids that context, and that's the beauty of a tour like this, is they're going to get real meaning as they stand in these locations and look out, and they're in Iona, and they look out over the sea where the Viking ships would have sailed up and down, and the Vikings are buried there, who were converted to Christianity, and you'll see these beautiful Celtic crosses, meaningful things. Deep in history, they're going to realize that this the Word of God had an impact all across Europe before they had, Facebook and Twitter and all the rest of it. And the information that was important, which was the gospel, spread all across that continent and changed people's lives. And that's what we want to see in our culture. So knowing that is true, we start to look at it and say, what can we do in our lives? How do we follow the pattern that they set up for us, basing their principles on the Word of God? And so we're not starting afresh. We're able to restore the principles that they have given us. So that's, I think, the beauty of this experience.
Well, thank you so much. It's a great experience, and it's going to be a great experience and a great trip, and we'll fellowship. And my guess is, guys, can we go to some places and sing some psalms as well as we stand there as a group? What do you think about that? Is that something we can do, Bill?
Oh, yes. Yep. We do sing, and I'm sure we'll have our Scottish Psalters, and we're going to have to find somebody that can carry a tune outside of
that won't be me. Yeah, I'm going to follow you guys, but I'll be right there.
Well, I was just counting up the number of churches that we'll be seeing or that we'll be in, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, about 10 churches and 12 castles, and we definitely want to have music. So
that'll be a lot of fun. That'll be a lot of fun. So this thing starts in September. It's September 13th through the 19th. There's really two sections to it. There's a higher and a lower. You can check it out at landmarkevents.org. It's the In Freedom's Cause Tour. And it's In Freedom's Cause Tour. I think Kevin and I have talked about kind of linking this up with our In Freedom's Cause audio drama. So there's a direct relationship there. This is about freedom. That's what this tour is about. And as I said earlier, we're also going to give away this $10,000 trip for two. It'll be a trip of a lifetime. You'll never forget it. And Aaron, the guy that makes coffee, the guy that does everything in the studio and here, and he is Mr. Mr. Henty. Kind of like you're like Junior Henty, Junior. You should have like a little yacht that you sail on the Mississippi. That'd be good for you. So Aaron's going to tell us a little bit how to sign up, because people want to sign up, and it's kind of easy to do this because it doesn't take a lot of effort if you've got a video camera or a phone or something. Aaron, you want to tell us how to get involved.
Absolutely. Like Bill was saying, this is the In Freedom's Cause tour, and it correlates directly with the audio drama that he produced. So he wanted to give a trip away for two to Scotland, and it's very easy to enter. You can go to infreedomscausetour.com to get you started. They'll walk you through the process. Basically, you create an account and listen to the audio drama. And then all you have to do, create a short video. Really, we want a maximum of 3 minutes to the video, explaining why you want to visit Scotland as a result of listening to that drama. So very easy. It doesn't, you know, you can either do the Hollywood style epic, or you can just do a selfie with your iPhone. We'll be judging more of the content rather than the videography and your public speaking skills. So really, it's a contest for anybody. Very easy to enter, and we look forward to giving a $10,000 trip away. Again, that includes airfare, hotel, the cost of the tour, and some money to spend on food over there, which is great food over there. And again, you'll have Colin Gunn there, you'll have Bill Potter, just people with a heart for Scotland leading you on a tour of a lifetime.
We're going to give them a haggis allowance. Do you know that? Colin, before we go, do you want to speak to that a little bit? When I was there, I loved haggis, but I think Aaron and other people in my group didn't experience the same thrill that I had.
I'll admit, I shied away from it.
Yeah, what happened?
There's no need to be afraid of haggis. If you've lived in America, you've eaten worse, I'll tell you that. And it's a beautiful thing, and it's Scottish cuisine. Okay, it's not exactly French or Italian or the other places in the world, but it's got its own style, and the color is usually gray, but it's got its own flavor, and there's some wonderful things. The people that come on this tour, I will be giving a few directions on what to go for, because there's some amazing things. When I go back to Scotland, there's a few things that I rush out and get because I miss them, and you can't get them here. And haggis is top of the list, so I encourage everyone to, when they go over there, that's one of their priorities. If you don't know what a haggis is, it's a sheep's stomach stuffed with things that you wouldn't normally eat from an animal. So it's part of Scottish frugality, where we eat things that we most people would throw away, but that's not selling it particularly well. It is an amazing thing.
No, it's actually quite good. It's actually quite good, and just part of the fun that we're going to be having when we're there. So Bill Potter, Colin Gunn, thank you guys so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Bill.
Great to have you, and look forward to. I don't think there's two people I'd rather hang out with, and so I really look forward to being there with you guys. Aaron, you want to close this thing up?
Would love to. Again, that website is infreedomscausetour.com. Submit your video and win this amazing trip to Scotland. Again, this is the very first episode of Live the Adventure Radio with Bill Hyde, Bill Potter, and Colin Gunn. We look forward to seeing you next week, and until then, bye-bye.